Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
First and foremost, thank you for coming out today. We're going to talk about a case that has been 3 years in the making. This is a long investigation. It was called Operation Last Supper, and the reason it was called that will become apparent here in just a little bit. So 5.6 kilos of cocaine, which is a lot, and then 67 grams of fentanyl, which everybody's heard the stories. One little speck of fentanyl can kill a human being.
Good Lord, 5 kilos of cocaine. That's a pretty big drug bust. Joining us now, we have Santa Rosa County Sheriff Bob Johnson. Sheriff, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News, sir.
Good morning, Andrew.
Good morning. So pretty big drug bust, huh?
Yeah, and the guy that we popped, the head of the ring, he goes by the name Preacher. That's why they called it the Last Supper.
See, I was going to ask you, because in the press conference you didn't explain that, and I was going to ask you that. Okay, go on.
Yeah, Preacher. So, he was a target for narcotics back when I was a sergeant in narcotics back in the late 90s, early 2000s. That's
wow.
How long he's been slinging drugs in Santa Rosa County. And hopefully this time when he goes off, he's not coming back, and we won't have to worry with him.
Well, you know, you stayed in law enforcement and moved up to the top, and he stayed in law breaking and moved high up, right?
Yeah. Yeah. It's just not the same retirement plan.
I feel like I ought to play, you know, the Jeffersons theme music or something. You both are all moving on up. Of course, he's found a different outcome in the end, which I appreciate that. Also, you had mentioned that one of these guys was actually had claimed to be a victim of a home invasion violence, right?
Yeah, Preacher. He had been.
Oh, it was him. Okay.
He didn't claim that he really was. They busted in, tied him up, and he didn't know what they took from him. But I have a funny feeling it was probably drugs. Just, you know, me going out on a limb there, but he actually was. I think it was 2017 when that occurred.
Some unspecified personal items. I see.
Yeah.
You guys also, so it's a big, it's a good bus. I appreciate that. Oh, you know what? I meant to ask you this. The report came out, I think it was last week, that opioid deaths have declined by 12%, I think was the number. I'm going off memory now. And, of course, at first this seems like very good news. Maybe there's enforcement. Maybe there's awareness. Maybe fewer people are using fentanyl. Maybe interdiction, trafficking, all that. There's another part of me that kind of worries that maybe, well, look, if you're killing off 100,000 people a year, that's a lot of customers being killed off, and maybe there are just fewer people around anymore to even use the drugs. Do you have a sense of which of those is more the reason?
Well, I think it's a combination of all of the above.
Okay.
I think we are putting out a lot of press and you know, telling people exactly what fentanyl can do to you and how it's getting mixed in and all the different things that, you know, ecstasy pills and everything else. So
yeah.
I think it's partly that, but it also, like you said, you're killing your customer base. It's kind of like tobacco. I mean, you know, a lot more fewer people smoke today than they did 30 years ago. And that's because a lot of people pass away because of cancer.
Right. It's a weird point of analysis, but, you know, cigarettes kill you so slowly that at least you can keep making money off the people you're killing, whereas with fentanyl,
yeah,
you can't keep making money off them because you're killing them. I mean, you know, all the
right,
time.
Exactly.
We're talking to Sheriff Bob Johnson. Sheriff, hang on for just a second. Let's get John in here with Traffic on the Fives. John?
Still dealing with the slowdown that happened on 98 eastbound all the way back to past 87. So just pack your patience. They're saying about an hour and a half delay on that. So just pack your patience. I'm John Pickens with your Traffic on the Fives.
Oof, man, oof. That's rough. Because of the construction around Hurlburt, right? Oh, gosh. All right. Back to Sheriff Bob Johnson. Sheriff, you guys, I think, had a burglary that you guys got in the middle of?
Yeah, it was car burglaries in the Gulf Breeze area, and we got alerted to it. Somebody called, I believe, and deputies got in the area, and somebody ran on foot, and we ended up tracking them and catching them and arresting them, which is a good thing. And also retrieved some stolen property out of their car and got it back to the owners. So, yeah, it was a good job by the deputies.
I'll take the win. That's good. Okay, so I have a weird one to ask you. I just happened to have Good Morning America on, and they were showing this video. It was on a highway with some stop-and-go traffic, and this car zings in front of somebody in the left-hand lane and stops, and the car stopped, probably because they have sensing on and, you know, there's like a very quick reaction. The car then proceeds to back up into the car and run into them with the trunk and then pull forward, and then the people, there's other to this as well, but then they get out and act like the person ran into them. Lucky for the person in position number two, they had a dash cam. So they had the evidence. Is this kind of not, I mean, first of all, I assume you guys would be thrilled to have more people have dash cams. And number two, is this the kind of thing that you've ever heard of happening here?
No, not here, but not to say that it won't occur. But yeah, that's crazy. And, you know, insurance fraud is a booming business in America.
Yeah.
So everybody's looking for a payday.
And would I be right in assuming that as far as you're concerned, that more cameras are more cameras, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. More cameras, the better. Dash cams do, you know, that's the silent witness that nobody can say is lying. So if you have a dash cam, somebody backs into you and says, oh, my neck, just push a button and show the trooper and it's all over.
I always think about it when somebody does some crazy thing, like I'm driving on Burgess where it's two lanes west of Hilburn here in Escambia County, and somebody passes across the yellow, you know, like,
yeah.
I'm not fast enough with my camera, you know, with my phone. So I always think about that. Hey, last thing, this is a really sad note, but you guys lost a sergeant in the last week or so, didn't you?
Yeah, Katosha Young. She was a detention sergeant, and let me tell you, a great lady. One of those people, always had a smile on her face, so sweet and nice. And yeah, she had a medical issue and passed away last week. And we're going to have the funeral for her and her over in Pensacola this weekend. And yeah, it's just devastating when you lose somebody like that.
Well, and just, I mean, at a young age and so sudden and unexplained.
42.
And I mean, you know, your officers deal with death every day. They deal with the risk of death every day. And then, but you know, it's funny, you build up these defenses to handle the thing you expect. And then something like this happens, right?
Yeah. Yeah. And you know, you can't predict, nobody has an expiration date on the bottom of their foot. So you never know when you're going to go, but you know, it always hurts, especially at such a young age. And she had a young daughter. And, you know, that family obviously is reeling. And, of course, her sheriff's office family as well. And, but, you know, when you have 500 people in an organization, unfortunately, you have people that pass. And, you know, it's part of life. And you have to deal with it. It's just, it's definitely not the good part of it.
Man, nobody's promised tomorrow. What an awful thing. I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
Sheriff, thank you as always for the time. Thanks for informing us and, you know, teaching us about the laws. We had a chance to talk to you every time. Sheriff Bob Johnson, we'll talk to you again next week, sir.
Yes, sir. Take care, Andrew.
Absolutely. 819 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. If you're thinking about changing careers, getting a new degree or a first degree, or, you know, you got out of high school and you waited a couple of years and you want to go back to college, look, Pensacola State College has a program for everybody. And even if it's just, you know, you want to take a personal enrichment course in history or physics or, you know, drama, whatever, they can do that. For my family, the big thing we've taken advantage of PSC for, in addition to, you know, tennis courts and, you know, the volleyball courts and the pickleball and, you know, and all the, like, the recreational stuff is really, they're a great amenity. But also dual enrollment. Like, all three of my kids have gone to dual enrollment. As homeschooled high school students, two of them took enough classes, dual enrolled at PSC for free, no cost, including books, that they could go to UWF with a year and a half of credit under their belt. And then the third one is in there now. It is a great program that you can go to college, you can go to university with a lot of college credit under your belt. And of course, you know, teachers that are very focused on teaching and very customer service administration. So we love PSC. Pensacola, Warrenton, Milton Century, South Santa Rosa Center, downtown Pensacola and Santa Rosa Industrial Park East. Find out what PSC can do to help you reach your future goals at PensacolaState.edu. I have tickets to give away for PLT's production of POTUS. It says here a 1 4-letter word is about it, but POTUS is 5 letters. It's about the president unwittingly spin a PR nightmare into a global crisis. A bunch of women in his life. I mean, this looks very entertaining. Does contain adult subject matter and language, but PLT is putting on this show of POTUS, which is, of course, President of the United States. So if you want to go, I have a pair of tickets for you. This is October 25th through the 3rd. I don't think there's specific days for this performance. But tickets to POTUS at PLT, 437-1620. Caller number two right now, 437-1620.
I'm Ashley Hoffberger. If you're ready for better investment of our taxpayer dollars, real transparency in local government, and putting our first responders first, I'm asking for your vote for Escambia County Commissioner. I'm proud to be supported by our brave firefighters, EMT, and law enforcement officers, those who protect us every day. I am ready to bring a new perspective, and I am committed to our community. I'm asking for you to vote Ashley Hoffberger for Escambia County Commissioner.
Paid for and approved by Ashley Hoffberger, Republican for Escambia County Commission.
With 0% financing on one of Volkswagen's most popular SUV crossovers, there's no better time to drive the VW Tiguan from Peterborough Imports. Get 0% APR for a full 60 months, plus an additional $500 of VW loyalty cash. And you'll be driving the 2024 Tiguan S for as low as $28,999. But if you'd rather forego the 0% APR, then take advantage of an additional discount for a low price of $27,499. And the 2025 Jetta S, Volkswagen's top-selling four-door sedan, is now available from a low $22,995. This month, the numbers are adding up to bigger savings from Peterborough Imports. They're not in Car City, so you won't pay Car City prices. Peterborough Imports, 106 New Warrington Road, Pensacola.
Special APR rate for qualified credit to BCI. Sale price before tag, tax, title, and dealer fee. Royalty discount for qualified VW owners. See dealer for details. Offer expires October 31st, 2024.
There's nothing worse than being charged to spend your own money. That's why, at Panair Credit Union, our fee-free checking account has surcharge-free ATMs available from Pensacola to Pencil wherever. So wherever you go, you can bet there's a surcharge-free ATM waiting for you. Because hey, we don't like fees any more than you do. So our checking has no monthly fees, no balance requirements, and thousands of surcharge-free ATMs nationwide. Panair Checking. It just fits better. Make the switch at panair.org/checking. Federally insured by NCUA.
NAS Wedding Field is a major training facility for our United States military. It produces more than 1,200 pilots a year and is the home to the largest air wing in the U.S. Navy and produces 100% of all Navy, Marine Corps, and Coast Guard helicopter pilots. But NAS Wedding Field has a lot more to offer and makes a huge impact to our local community. Tune in today at 9 to hear what's happening at NAS Whiting Field on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
I'm Don Gates, and I stand with Governor DeSantis to stop illegal aliens from invading our state and draining our resources. I'll never allow illegals to get Florida driver's licenses, and I won't spend a penny of taxpayer money on illegals so long as there is one Florida veteran who needs our help or our care. Law enforcement is supporting me because I will give them the tools, the laws, and the backing to arrest illegals who commit crimes and get them out of our country. If Biden can't, or if Biden won't, then Florida must protect our borders and preserve the rule of law. And that's why I'm running for the Senate.
Don Gates, trusted conservative leadership, fighting for Northwest Florida. Paid by Don Gates, Republican for State Senate.
You're listening to the National Association of Broadcasters Marconi Award Media Market Station of the Year.
News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
That's easy!
It always seems to be to get.
Good morning, 8:25 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay, and John Pickens has traffic on the fives. John?
Well, we've been dealing with this all morning, but 98 eastbound, past 87. If you're going eastbound, you expect about an hour and a half delay, just the volume of traffic and through that construction zone. So good time they planned for that.
Well, it's real easy to work around. You just take,
yeah.
Because kayak? I mean, like, there's no answer. There is, I mean, what are you going to go to, I-10?
Right.
I mean, that's basically, this is like when the bridge was out. It's just, you can't get there from here. And it's going to be like this, right? It's construction zone for a while.
Mm-hmm. Oh, boy. Other than that, traffic's looking good. I'm John Pickens.
Other than that, traffic. God, I feel so sorry for these people. All right, David Wayne's in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
A deadly dock collapse is under investigation off the Georgia coast. It happened on Saturday during a festival that celebrates a small community of descendants of slaves. Authorities say about 20 people fell into the water when a gangway collapsed at Sepolo Island's Marsh Landing Dock. 7 people died. The last full-sized Kmart store in the continental U.S. has now closed its doors. The Kmart in Bridgehampton, New York, shut down on Sunday. And Andrew, apparently the economy is so tough right now, even billionaires are getting second jobs. Former President Trump had his first shift at a McDonald's in Pennsylvania.
I love McDonald's. I love jobs. I like to see good jobs.
He was working the fry station and handing food through the drive-thru window yesterday. He took some jabs at Vice President Kamala Harris for allegedly lying about working at McDonald's during college.
Right, right. All right, David, thanks so much for the update. 827 on News Radio 92.3. It's so funny. If I criticize Trump, my Trump people get livid at me. If I criticize Kamala, my Kamala people get livid at me. Somebody says, you never have anything nice to say about Kamala Harris. Oh, okay. You know, challenge accepted. I think that she embraces at least the idea that we ought to have civil discourse, that we ought to have evidence and ideas. She's not been vulgar in any way that I've noticed yet, whereas, you know, President Trump.
So you have to tell Kamala Harris that you've had enough, that you just can't take it anymore. We can't stand you. You're a vice president.
Yeah, that's not healthy for the society. Nor is a many minutes long ramble about Arnold Palmer that ends with commentary about him coming out of the shower impressing people.
Arnold Palmer was all man, and I say that in all due respect to women, and I love women, but this guy, this is a guy that was all man. When he took showers with the other pros, they came out of there, they said, oh my God, that's unbelievable.
What? What the what? Oh, man. I'll say this. One of the big differences between Trump and Harris is that with Harris, I have an expectation of who she would be in office, and I feel like it's known what she will do. She's predictable. Trump is not predictable. That's a bad thing in some way. I mean, somebody could say it's an advantage, but one of the things that I'm trying to say this without saying any of the other things I would also say about her. But yeah, I think that, you know, she is predictable, and there's a kind of stability that comes with that. I will also say, and you know, I generally don't view the world this way, but it was certainly true of Barack Obama that having a black president for the first time in history was very meaningful to a lot of black people. And having a female president, who is also black and Indian, would be very meaningful to a lot of people. I don't ever base my vote that way, but, you know, if she were to win, what would I think of as the upside of her winning? And those would be some of the upside. Because I can always find, you know, that's my job as a debater is to always find, you know, is there another side to the argument? So all of my Trump-hating, Kamala-loving people who say that I'm entirely on the one side. Oh, I lean. Yeah. But please don't ever call and say that I'm some massive Trumper. Good Lord. If you've listened to this show long enough, you know that I'm a neitherist.
Fox News. I'm Chris Foster. A House task force releases its report on the Trump assassination attempt at a rally in Pennsylvania.
The Secret Service did not give local authorities any guidance on managing the outside perimeter. There were separate meetings. The Secret Service met that day. The local police met 2 times that morning. Local officials had information on the shooter, Thomas Matthew Crooks, around 5 p.m. local time. They started sending messages to the Secret Service between 5:38 and 5:51 p.m.
Fox business correspondent Lauren Simonetti. An indigenous senator heckles Britain's King Charles after a speech to Australia's parliament, yelling, "This is not your land, you are not my king."
Lydia Thorpe strode forward from the back of the room, accusing King Charles of genocide. Senator Thorpe was escorted from the chamber.
Fox's Jonathan Savage. Australia became independent in 1986. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 8:31 at News Radio 92.3. I'm David Wayne. Right now we've got sunshine. It is 59 degrees in Pensacola. A 60-year-old golf breeze woman has died. This is after a car crash on Highway 98 at Reserve Boulevard on Sunday afternoon. FHP says the woman pulled out in front of a truck as she was crossing the highway. She was airlifted to a hospital where she later passed away. A Crestview woman and two kids that were in the truck were also taken to the hospital with minor injuries. A man was shot during a fight in Escambia County Sunday. The sheriff's office says the victim was taken to the hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. A suspect was reportedly still at the scene and taken into custody by Escambia County deputies. A jet ski crash near Pensacola Beach over the weekend sent a person to the hospital. It happened about 6:30 on Saturday. The jet ski reportedly hit the Bob Sykes Bridge. The rider had to be airlifted to the hospital. There's no word on their current condition. Funding is being awarded this week to allow the Port of Pensacola to repair damage caused by Hurricane Sally back in 2020.
It's to the tune of about $11.2 million. So we will use those funds and some port funding as well to make these necessary repairs.
That's Port Director Clark Merritt, and he says the money will be used to repair eroded rail beds and roads that were damaged by Hurricane Sally. The funding will also be used to improve stormwater drainage along 9th Avenue between Ramana and Bayfront Parkway. That work will be funded with state and federal grant money, which is expected to be awarded at this week's City Council meeting, and that's scheduled for Thursday. Well, early voting begins today in dozens of counties in Florida for the November 5th election. Among those counties, Duval, St. John's, Alachua, Bradford, Columbia, Flagler. Florida counties have to offer at least 8 days of early voting. Some counties offer more. Governor DeSantis issued an executive order allowing counties to make some changes due to the damage from Hurricanes Helene and Milton. And next year's Hangout Fest in Gulf Shores is going to be a little bit different for 2025. The Rock and Hip Hop Festival is going country. Morgan Wallen and the Sand in My Boots Festival is reportedly taking the place of the Hangout Fest this year. Now, Hangout Fest does still have the license to hold the event. The organizers say they're working with Morgan Wallen to present his country festival in its place. This would be the final year for the current Hangout Fest producer's 10-year contract to hold the event. Some of that lineup and more information on that is expected to be released later this week. It's 8:34, News Radio 92.3, and John Pickens has our traffic on the fives.
That's right. No accidents to let you know about right now that's going to hamper your way in. But if you're on 98 eastbound, traffic is backed up well past Highway 87. So just be aware of that. That's about an hour and a half delay through that construction zone. So be prepared for that. Other than that, traffic looks good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thank you very much, John. Looking at our weather today, going to be another nice, nice week. We've got highs in the 80s, lows in the 50s. That'll be pretty much all week long. No rain in the forecast. And right now, it is 59 degrees in Pensacola, 62 in Gulf Breeze, and 57 in Milton. Your money now. The market's down today. The Dow is down almost 40 points at 43,236. The S&P is down just over 7 points, 58.57. The NASDAQ is down 28 points today at 18,466. Our 10-year bond rate up fractionally at 4.13%. Gold price is up $22.40 today, $27.52.40. Silver price is up $1.14, $34.38. Bitcoin is down $883. Current price at $67,621. And this week will be light on economic reports. Existing home sales due out on Wednesday, along with the Fed Beige Book. New home sales and weekly jobless claims will be released on Thursday. And the consumer sentiment report is due out at the end of the week on Friday. Boeing's reached a tentative deal with its machinists union that could end a weeks-long strike. The new contract would include a 35% wage increase over 4 years, higher 401k contributions, guaranteed payouts, and a bonus program, and a bigger signing bonus. And Elon Musk announced a $1 million a day giveaway in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania over the weekend. during a rally in support of former President Trump. Musk says he's giving $1 million a day away between now and elections to somebody who signs his petition supporting the U.S. Constitution. It's 8:37. Your next news at 9 and breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
This is Rich Holsnick, candidate for Escambia County School Board District 4. I'm running for our children to protect their innocence and to get back to educational basics without indoctrination. I'm a Naval Academy grad, 28-year Navy pilot, and former Desert Storm Task Group Commander. I'm also proudly endorsed by former Superintendent Malcolm Thomas. Children are our hope and future. I will defend them as I did our nation. Vote Rich for School Board District 4.
Paid for by Rich Holsnick, candidate for Escambia County School Board District 4.
If you're struggling with ED or your performance is down and your belly fat is growing, listen up. You've got one life. Now is the time to act.
At Wave Men's Health, we're not just healthcare. We're your secret weapon. Don't wait another day. Here's why you need to act right now.
Every moment you delay, your condition could worsen. It's not just about sex. It's about your heart, your relationship, your life.
Wave Men's Health has years of proven results for low testosterone and increasing drive, energy level, and performance. We've introduced ED and enhancement treatments so exclusive, you'll wonder why you waited.
Procrastination is the thief of time. When it comes to your sexual health, you can't afford to wait. Join the league of gentlemen who've walked out of our doors with a swagger.
Call Wave Men's Health at 850-266-7020 or visit wavemenshealth.com. Book your $99 male performance consultation now, including blood work. Call 850-266-7020 or visit wavemenshealth.com. Wave Men's Health, making it happen.
Hey, if you're thinking about selling your home or buying a home or doing both, you know it's common enough for people to do both. You need a good real estate agent to take care of you and help you navigate all the little bumps and, you know, hurdles along the way that sometimes can get in the way of getting to closing, but also make sure that you're going to get the best deal buying or selling. And sometimes that takes people who know the terrain, like they have done it before, right? Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenworth Realty, they're selling like 175 homes last year. It was 200 plus the year before, 130 so far this year, like a lot of homes, even in a market where things are not that active. They're still doing very well. And I mention that because they have experience and they've done it enough to get you all the way through to the end result and to know what's normal because, you know, things might change. And, you know, maybe your buddy or your relative who sells like three homes a year, well, they've got a certain level of experience. But again, Christina Leavenworth and her team, they sell 130 homes a year. They know. And so they know, do you need to replace that roof in order to sell it? Do you need to replace the AC in order to sell it or the water heater in order to sell it? Or if somebody asks, is that a reasonable thing to have to do? Well, I don't know, but they know. Because they know what the market is shifting and doing. That's why you get a good real estate agent. 723-9158 for Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenworth Realty.
Only a few days remain for the biggest and best fair, the Pensacola Interstate Fair. Free exhibits, fun, food, games, and more. Over 50 rides to thrill you. Free shows by Neil McCoy, Chris Jansen, Easton Corbin, Tristan Harper, Bluff It, a Jimmy Buffett tribute, and White Tie Rock Ensemble. Plus the livestock auction, $20 wristband day, Midnight Madness, Mana Food Pantry's Can Drive Day, and Last Blast Family Day. Get tickets and details at PensacolaFair.com.
As a small business owner, what keeps you up at night? Just knowing if your email got hacked or your phone system went down, it could cost you thousands in revenue, as well as your reputation. That's where Data Revolution comes in with their unique position to take care of you and your business IT support, phone systems, cybersecurity, and more. Secure it and sleep better at night by going to datarevs.com. Winner of the 2021 Best of the Bay for IT support, datarevs.com.
For far too long, District 1 has been represented by someone who's more interested in making headlines than helping us. I'm different. I'm Gay Valamont, and I'm a mother, community advocate, and someone who's been through real struggles just like you. I've faced adversity and come out strong, and now I'm ready to bring my compassion, integrity, and common sense to Washington. Let's focus on real solutions, not distractions. On November 5th, vote for me, Gay Valamont. It's time for real change.
Paid for by Gay Valamont for Congress.
There are approximately 5,000 media market radio stations in the country, and only one was recognized for excellence by winning the prestigious Marconi Award from the National Association of Broadcasters at a ceremony in New York City.
News Radio 92.3,
the Media Market Station of the Year. Thanks to you. This is Pensacola's News, Weather and Traffic Station.
News Radio 92.3. Informative. Informative. Local. Dependable.
Dependable. Everybody was kung fu fighting.
I admire your deductive processes.
Ooh, yeah. I'm gonna have to go ahead and sort of disagree with you there.
Oh, idiot!
Food fight!
Gentlemen, you can't fight in here. This is the war room.
This conversation can serve no purpose anymore. Goodbye.
All right. So today is it's a double today: National Reptile Day and also National Frog Day. You know, I don't, whatever. So, you know, we have a lot of things going on today. But this leads me to my question, which is, what's the creature that creeps you out? Could be an insect. Could be a reptile. You know, maybe you've got little Indiana Jones in you.
Snakes. Why did it have to be snakes?
437-1620, 437-1620. Maybe birds bother you? I mean, I don't know. Could be a specific thing, a particular thing. Could be a whole category of things that you don't like. 437-1620, 437-1620. John, is there anything that makes you go...
Spiders.
Spiders. All or just big ones?
Just the big ones.
Okay.
Because I can squish the other ones.
Yeah, the other ones are not a threat to you. So have you ever had a tarantula on your hand?
No.
Yeah.
I don't plan on that either.
I can't remember if I think I might have. I don't remember. It's not something I seek out. I don't enjoy them. I don't enjoy this. I don't understand the spider as a pet concept. I'm fascinated by them. I mean, mm-hmm. They're amazing creatures. Like, you know, I always, spiders are the ones I talk myself into being in favor of because I know they kill other things I'd rather have even less around. You know, like there was a big old spider out of our back porch that had put a web across the whole porch. Like it was huge, like wow. A 7-foot aperture, you know, like just the open porch. And I'm like, I don't want to mess with that because that's going to catch a lot of bugs. And I'd rather have you get rid of the other bugs. You know, I'd rather have the mosquitoes killed than the spider killed. You know, it's kind of my view of it. So they don't creep me out, but I'm not a fan. And we did live in Oregon and they have brown recluse spiders in Oregon. Hmm. And black widows. Sorry.
Black widows? Black
widow. And, you know, I have killed them. And, you know, your whole life you hear about a thing like quicksand and then you live somewhere where it is. You know, like, this is horrible. 437-1620. I either am cultivating the world's most sarcastic audience or you just are that way and you come out with me around. So, okay, here goes. I said, what's the thing that creeps you out? Snakes, insects, reptiles, frogs, whatever. Somebody says Democrats. Come on. There are so many great Democrats in the world. There really are. I mean, lots of my friends are Democrats. I love Democrats as individuals, not as a party. 437-1620. Somebody says spiders with four. I don't know what face that is, but it's a bad one. Somebody says big red wasps. Red? Red? Do wasps come in red? I don't want to know about that. I think of wasps as always being black or maybe some with the yellow, like the yellow jackets or, you know, but the mud daubers, they're horrible. You know what I find, though? They don't creep me out. I just want to kill them.
Right, because you don't want to be stung.
Yeah, you know what? Actually, I've gotten so good at killing wasps that, and you know how you kill a wasp. I mean, the spray is good, a badminton racket.
Really?
Oh, right out of the air. Because it's too big to make it through the holes intact? Oh, yeah. No, lots of wasps.
I thought you were going to go wax on, wax off.
No, I keep a badminton racket on the back porch just to kill wasps with. It's fun. Okay. You can kill a lot of wasps with a badminton racket. It's just a little tip from me to you. 437-1620. you didn't think we'd going to go that in direction, did you?
No.
Hey, if you have a plumbing issue, a leak, a drip, a weird sound in the wall when you flush the toilet, or... You know, the pressure, the temperature, any of that stuff isn't what you want it to be. Barbary Plumbing, they'll take care of you with flat rate pricing by the job, not by the time, including if they need to fix the repair that you didn't do right. Guilty. Barbary Plumbing, 477-8782. John Pickens has traffic on the 5. John?
That's right. Brought to you by the Santa Rosa County Supervisor of Elections. Early voting for the November 5th general election starts today through November 2nd, 7 a.m. till 7 p.m. for early voting locations. You can visit votesantarosa.gov. Still dealing with the backups that are happening on 98 eastbound, back up way past 87. And we're still seeing some delays on I-10 eastbound as you're trying to get off at the Crestview exit to go around that. So either way, you're pretty well stuck in traffic. Other than that, things are good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the 5.
Yeah, just when you think you were going to find the solution, right?
Right.
I'll just go around. I'll take 10. I'll endure the suffering of going to, oh, crap. Dang it. Many people think alike. Well, you know, again, the solution is, if you have a helicopter, break it out. Of course, you can't take that over Eglin or over either.
Oops.
So, you know, whatever. Hey, since you're stuck in your car, if you're thinking about getting a different car, and it might be now is the time where you're like, oh man, this is why I don't want this car. Okay, go to Frontier. You can fantasize later today about going to Frontier Motors and checking out their wide selection of good quality vehicles, 300 or so on the lot. And they'll give you a Carfax with every car that you check out, which will tell you the repair history and if there's been any accidents, as long as they're reported. And I say that because I went to buy a car one time where it had a clean Carfax and had a major, it was a salvage title, like that bad, okay, from a different state, which is illegal, semi-legal. Anyway, I tell you that because you should get a good vehicle inspection from a mechanic that you trust. You know, that's like in addition to a car. But a Carfax is a good start. It's a really good start. So if you're going to buy a car at like a corner lot or buy from Facebook Marketplace and they don't give you a Carfax, no worries. Take the VIN to Frontier. They'll give you a Carfax for free. They want to help. You say, why would they help you buy a car from somebody off Facebook Marketplace? Because they want to be helpful. They want to be good neighbors. And they think, you know, maybe you go to them next time. I mean, it's good business, but it's also just being a good neighbor. So when I say Frontier Motors is serving the Pensacola community for more than 25 years behind the big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway, I mean that. 848 here on News Radio 92.3. Back to the texts on the It Is Frog Day and Reptile Day and Things That Make You Go Ew Day. Oh, somebody says we have black widows here too. Do we have black widows here in Florida?
I didn't know that.
I didn't think that was true. But this is a person that I trust their judgment. Yeah. Yeah, I know who they are. So they would, great. Frogs, ew. Somebody says, I was going to say childless cat ladies, but I... Oh, people are so funny. Somebody says, besides humans, black widow spiders, buy the rackets they sell at camping stores that are electric and you swat them and they electrify in the racket. Ooh.
You would have too much fun with that.
Yeah, I don't need to have a reason to go out on the back porch hunting. wait until you find out about our red velvet wasp. Do I not want to look this up? Is this going to creep me out?
If you look on the text, he sent a picture.
I'm looking right now because I didn't have a chance to look at it. Oh. No, I've seen that. Yeah. No, thanks. You're the best. Thank you for super creeping me out today. Somebody says triphobophobia. I'm not sure what that is. Is that a fear of fears? Somebody hears. Oh, they sent me the red velvet. You guys are the best. Red ground hornets up to 1.5 inches long. The Gila monsters. Ew, people are giving me weird nightmares. There are no bugs or reptiles that creep me out. Most bugs can be squished. I had a red toe tarantula as a pet in college. Interesting conversation piece with the ladies. You know what actually bothers me? Like maggots bother me. I know you can eat them. Still gross.
What?
Still disgusting.
I'm not going to eat that.
There's a lot of things you can eat. You'll be okay. But yeah, there's a lot of little things like that. And a lot of things are things I just hate, like mosquitoes. I don't know why God made it. You know, the best theological argument for the atheist is mosquitoes. I mean, I'm a 20-year Christian, and I don't have the answer for you. 437-1620, bad news, Andrew. We have both recluse and black widow spiders in Pensacola.
Great.
Cool.
Thanks.
We have brown recluse as well, somebody says. We definitely have black widows. Oh, now it's this, right? Thanks. Somebody says roaches or beetles or anything with a hard shell that crunches when you step in them. Oh, the worst is when they don't crunch right away, right? How about earwigs? Earwigs creep me out. You know, little pinchers in the front. But that's because I saw Star Trek 2. Hairless cats. Okay. Alphabet people? What is alphabet people?
I have no clue.
Acronym people? Is that what they mean? I don't know what they're saying there. Palmetto bugs, cockroaches. Yeah, cockroaches are... but that goes back to the dorms at U of I where we had to kill many cockroaches. Just always shivers me. Timbers. All right, well, that's it. We're going to get off this subject because I don't want to talk about it anymore. It makes me uncomfortable. 437-1620, 437-1620. Hey, if you need electrical work or air conditioning or heating or plumbing, Peden, they'll take care of you anywhere along the Gulf Coast. Panama City, they started 55 years ago. Of course, in Pensacola for a long time, Tallahassee, Baldwin County, anywhere in between. They last year to Baldwin County and this year to Mobile. So they are all over the Gulf Coast. Good quality service, professional installation, people you can trust, people who will do the job, 100% satisfaction guarantee. You know, all the good stuff, right? There's a reason for 55 years they've been growing all along the Gulf Coast. You can find out more about them at Peden, P-E-A-D-E-N.com. And for the month of October, a free duct inspection. Free duct inspection. No, not the quack quack kind, but the kind that controls the air conditioning. Sorry, it's not all the jokes are winners. A51, but you can go to Peden, P-E-A-D-E-N.com.
Carissa Burgosh is running for school board to make sure our children are not harassed or bullied. A lifelong educator, Carissa knows the number one issue affecting education is a lack of discipline. When the Florida governor appointed Carissa to the school board during an emergency vacancy years ago, she ensured that bullying and fighting were not tolerated and our schools were much better then. Choose proven leadership. She's from here and will remain here.
Hi, I'm Carissa Burgosh, asking for your vote on November 5th for school board District 4, and I approve this message.
Remember when washing machines were made in America, were solidly built, and actually got your clothes clean? They aren't a thing of the past. They are Speed Queen, and they are available at Tops Appliance. Speed Queen washer and dryers combine durability and technology into the best washers and dryers in the world. Speed Queen will change the way you think about washing machines. They're built to last longer and deliver exceptional wash results. Unlike many other washers and dryers with plastic parts, Speed Queen uses commercial-grade steel and porcelain components designed to give you at least 25 years of reliable, trouble-free operation. That's why they come with lifetime warranties, the best warranties in the business. See store for warranty details. Speed Queen washers and dryers are built to work and built to last. If you want durability, innovation, and perfectly done laundry the first time, then you want Speed Queen. See these great Speed Queen washers and dryers for yourself at Tops Appliance on Highway 90 in Milton, just east of Stewart Street.
When it comes to precious metals, there's only one place to consider, and that's Emerald Coast Coins. They're the local leader in dealing with coins and jewelry, gold, silver, diamonds, and sterling silver. Emerald Coast Coins buys, sells, and trades. And for the past 15 years, customers from all over the Gulf Coast have trusted Emerald Coast Coins for the best estimates and prices in town. Stop in today. Emerald Coast Coins on Creighton Road.
Everywhere you look, things are getting more expensive. So at Consumer Cellular, we're lowering the price for those 50 and up. Now you can get unlimited talk, text, and data for $30 a line when you buy two. That's just $60 a month for two unlimited lines. So if you're 50 and up, make the switch and save. Come on, you've earned this. Call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com today. Requires two lines of service, age validation, and credit approval subject to system and area limits, taxes, and other fees apply.
Hi, I am Jennifer Brayer, your councilwoman for the City of Pensacola, District 1. It has been my honor to uphold my campaign promise to listen, respond, and represent our concerns at City Hall. I am a fierce advocate for our community and being fiscally responsible with taxpayer money, and it is always taxpayer money. Please re-elect me on November 5th and let your voice continue to be heard. Paid for by re-elect Jennifer Brayer, City of Pensacola, District 1.
When breaking news hits, we're there to cover it. Fox News, WER-TV, News Radio Team, on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
What's going on over here?
There's a beached whale. She's dying.
Is anyone here a marine biologist?
Etienne, Trevor Etienne, barrels down, dives for the end zone, touchdown Georgia. It's all dogs in Austin so far.
All dogs against University of Texas, number, what, 5 or 6 were they at the time taking over. They've now moved up to number 2 since. Yeah, number 5, I think, on Saturday against Texas, number 1. And it was all dogs in the first half. Man, that was crazy. What was it, 23-0, I think, at the half. Texas in the third quarter had gotten one touchdown and a two-point conversion, made it 23-8, and then they had the ball. This was Georgia had the ball with 3 minutes to go in the third quarter.
It's a big third down.
It sure is. The clock bleeding away here in the third quarter. Texas very, very eager to get the football back. Brings some pressure against back. He stands and delivers on the sideline. It's intercepted. Picked up by Barron. Catch back. Jede Barron still alive. Dragged down at the 9 there. a flag on the field back in the secondary, so hold on.
So this was by far the weirdest play of the whole weekend because you had called defensive pass interference, and they were going to move on, and they pulled the play back, and Georgia kept the ball, which Georgia fans were loving. And then the fans in Texas threw bottles on the field. And then the referees decided to reverse the call and uncall what was a mistake call because it wasn't defensive pass interference. They made the right call because the fans persuaded them with the bottle on the field. I've never seen it. And then the SEC issued a statement about this after. It didn't matter in the end because even though Texas wound up getting a touchdown out of it, Georgia still won. It was no big deal in the end. No big deal. Georgia still won the game overwhelmingly. But, man, it was the right call done the wrong way. And the SEC's statement was, I don't know what you're talking about. Nothing happened. they just got together and consulted. Did they? Because that never happens. Was it a result of the fans? I mean, I don't know. I've never seen anything like that. And for the SEC to pretend you didn't see what you saw is wild. John Pickens has traffic on the fives. John?
Okay, so we're dealing with 98 eastbound, which we have been all morning long. There's a couple of accidents that are going to slow you down, but traffic is backed up all the way past Highway 87 entrance. So just be aware of that. We're talking about an hour and a half drive just for 7 miles down 98. So just be aware of that. Also, I-10 eastbound right around the Crestview exit. We're going to see some backups there because people decided to go that way instead. I'm breathing. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Very good, John. In another game that was a little bit more dear to my hearts probably than a lot of your hearts, but that's okay. A lot of you are from the Midwest. Number 24, Michigan at Memorial Stadium for the 100th anniversary of Memorial Stadium with those cool leather throwback helmet paint schemes on the Illinois helmets, which I went to Illinois for 2 degrees. And, you know, man, we don't get to root for them very often against Michigan especially.
Damage Morgan waits on the punt from Hugh Robertson.
Illinois punting.
Whoop, that's a fake. Yep. And it's Arkin, the tight end, and he's rumbling. Tanner Arkin. All the way down to the 15-yard line.
I love it. Up 13-7, taking a risk. They go up to 21-7 and wind up blowing out Michigan at Illinois. That was great. Michigan has not scored that few points in a long time. We snapped a six-game losing streak 15 years in the making, 2009. They don't play every year. They used to play every year, but ever since we added teams and got realigned, and so they're not in our half of the Big Ten anymore, we don't play them every year anymore. But ILL, INI, nobody cares. All right. in local sports, however, you did have UWF dominating Chouan 35-6. That was not a great game. I mean, it was a good game for, you know, UWF pulling off 35 points, but 28 in the first half and only 7 in the second half. The offense, like, forgot how to, you know, throw and catch and run. But still, big win for them, and they needed it going up to 4-2 and 3-2 in the conference.